This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. German lawmakers elected Social Democrat Olaf Scholz as chancellor Wednesday, ending 16 years of conservative rule under Angela Merkel and paving the way for a pro-European government that has promised to boost green investment. The 63-year-old got a clear majority of 395 votes from lawmakers in the lower house of parliament, the Bundestag president said. Over the past 4 years, Scholz has served as vice chancellor and finance minister in coalition with Merkel. Scholz, wearing a black face mask, waved as he received a standing ovation from lawmakers and lavish bouquets of flowers and a basket of apples from the leaders of the parliamentary parties. Scholz was formally nominated by President Frank-Walter Steinmeier in the nearby Bellevue Palace before returning to parliament to take the oath of office in front of lawmakers and become Germany's ninth chancellor since the end of World War II. China's President Xi Jinping congratulated Olaf Scholz Wednesday, saying Beijing was willing to work with Germany's new chancellor to, quote, promote bilateral ties to a new level, end quote, state media reported. Congressional leaders reached an elaborate deal Tuesday that will allow Democrats to lift the nation's debt limit without any votes from Republicans, likely averting another last-minute rush to avoid a federal default. Hours later, the House passed legislation overwhelmingly along party lines that kicked off a multi-step process. Congress approved a $480 billion increase in the nation's debt limit in October. That's enough for the Treasury to finance the government's operations through December 15th, according to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's projections. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin were still far apart after 2 hours of talks on the escalating crisis caused by Russia's massing of tens of thousands of troops near its border with Ukraine. Mr. Biden delivered a simple message during Tuesday's video call with Putin: invade Ukraine again and face painful sanctions that will do resounding harm to your economy. Putin had his own blunt take, according to his foreign advisor, telling the U.S. president that, quote, the Russian troops are on their own territory and they don't threaten anyone, end quote. With no immediate breakthrough to ease tensions on the Ukraine question, the U.S. emphasized a need for diplomacy and de-escalation while issuing stern threats to Russia about the high cost of a military incursion. More than 3 months after the fall of Kabul to the Taliban, about 35,000 Afghans are still housed at six U.S. military installations. The U.S. welcomed journalists to the largest of the bases in central New Jersey, where many Afghans are relieved to be safe but also deeply fearful for family and friends back home as they anxiously await the start of their new lives. The Department of Homeland Security and refugee resettlement agencies say they hope to have the Afghans off the base and into American communities by February 15th. India's Defense Chief General Bipin Rawat and his wife were among 13 people killed in a helicopter crash Wednesday, the Air Force said. The accident took place around noon near the town of Kunur, and the dead include four crew members, the Air Force said in a tweet. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government appointed Rawat, India's first chief of defense staff, in late 2019. Nigeria's health minister said Wednesday some COVID-19 doses donated by rich Western countries had a shelf life that left only weeks to administer the shots. He said the health ministry had declined a request by some vaccine manufacturers to extend the shelf life of the doses by 3 months. Two sources have told Reuters that up to 1 million COVID-19 vaccines are estimated to have expired in Nigeria last month without being used, one of the biggest single losses of doses that shows the difficulty African nations have getting shots into arms. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson apologized Wednesday for a video showing his staffers joking about reports of a party in Downing Street during COVID lockdown, saying he was furious but that he had been assured there was no party. He told Parliament, quote, I apologize unreservedly for the offense that it has caused up and down the country, and I apologize for the impression that it gives, end quote. He emphasized there was no party and no COVID rules were broken. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.